you know, I'm not saying that Cyprus didn't have or doesn't have a problem with, you know, money of dubious origin, but there is where I think where I think they made mistakes was they didn't show well enough that they, you know, they had a very excellent, I mean, everybody knows that they're, or they should know by now, that their legislative framework for money laundering is actually stronger than Germany, and stronger than a lot of EU countries. But where they fell down was people didn't believe that they were implementing it. And I wrote an article, which I can send you, about, it was called Money Laundering and Parking on Pavements, why the two are connected. And I argued this case that, you know, German tourists come here on holiday and they see all these BMWs parked on the pavement. They know there are rules against parking on the pavement, but they still go ahead and park on it anyway. And therefore, when it comes to money laundering, they think the same thing. Oh, well, you've got these laws about money laundering, but where is the implementation? I'm not seeing it. And I think that's a genuine, you know, criticism that they weren't seen to be going after wrongdoers. That's started to change now. There's quite a lot of, even domestically, people being hounded for bad behaviour in a way that they never were before.
Do you think that that's a result of economic pressure, or is that part of the understanding?
I think it's
with
a bit of a, because also there's a realisation that, you know, why did these banks get into this space in the first place? So on one hand, they do blame the president, but they do blame the banks too, because the former president, because, you know, Cyprus is a small country. There were cozy relations between the banks and the political parties and the businesses, and therefore the judgments weren't always made on the basis of rational economic criteria. They were more related to, you know, doing each other favours and so on. And that also made the banks vulnerable, because they did silly things, and it also, when you have a small society, people are less likely to stand up and say, you know, we shouldn't be lending money to this person. And so there's a general, let's say, what I'm impressed about is that there's a lot less tolerance now, 6 months, 9 months later, of malpractice than there was before all of this happened. So, and the government is aware of this, and so it's going after, for example, you have people who are former ministers who have been extradited to Greece on suspicion of money laundering. You have heads of government, state-owned organisations being arrested on suspicion of doing suspicious deals with land. This kind of thing never happened before, because they would have been untouchable. But now, you know, that I think the government in power now knows that it needs to be seen to be trying to clean up, otherwise they will also lose out. You know.